And now it's time for the KTAR Timeline with Patricia Valencia, brought to you by Beatitudes Campus.
It's March 26th, and back on this day in 1930, the first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court was born. Sandra Day O'Connor, born in El Paso, but spent her childhood on the Lazy Bee, her family's ranch in Arizona. Even at a young age, Sandra showed high levels of intelligence. That's when her parents sent her to live with her grandmother in El Paso to give her the best chance at an education. Graduating high school 2 years early, at 16, she was admitted to Stanford University, and in 1950, she was admitted to Stanford Law. In 1957, she settled in Arizona, where 8 years later, she began working as the Assistant Attorney General. And in 1969, Sandra was appointed to the Arizona State Senate to fill a vacated seat. She kept that seat, was reelected to that position twice, even serving as the first female majority leader in any state Senate. It was then in 1981 when President Reagan nominated Sandra to become the first female justice to serve on the United States Supreme Court. And she, Sandra Day O'Connor, was born back on this day in 1930.